Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the 14th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States we have Father Clint Honkamp. Father Clint lives in Chicago, Illinois, and his preaching today is entitled The Journey.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "As you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Whatever cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey or a second tunic, no sandals or a walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or that town and shake the dust from your feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town." The Gospel of the Lord. In the Gospel today, Jesus gives his apostles some great traveling tips. As you go, he says, this is what you're to say. As you go, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And as you go, this is what you're to take with you. No gold, no silver or copper, no sack for the journey, no second tunic, no sandals or a walking stick. And as you go, this is what you're to do. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. As you go, don't worry about where the nearest Holiday Inn is, but rather stay at whatever house you find yourself. Wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. As you go, Jesus instructs us where to stay, what to take with us, what to say, and what to do as we go. The instructions for the apostles are also instructions for us, obviously. As we go through this life, this too is how we are to go. We go with a proclamation of the kingdom of God. We go curing the sick, performing miracles, just like he did. As we go light, putting aside all material objects that tend to bog us down and that tend to get in our way. And as we go, we stay wherever we find ourselves. Yes, as we go. And where do we go? We're going through this life as if embodied spirits to a life that is eternal in heaven. That moment when we shed our earthly existence, we shed our earthly tent, as St. Paul says, and our spirit is freed to go where we are bound. Each step of the way on this earth is a step closer and closer to heaven. We just need to make sure that as we go, we follow these instructions of Jesus to proclaim the kingdom, to perform miracles, to travel lightly, and to stay simply. May God bless you today as you go, as you take one more step closer to heaven, for it is there that we are all bound. Yes, we are glory bound.